This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
When a winemaker says his operation is underwater, it usually means things are less than profitable. But now the phrase winery underwater means something entirely different. More after this. Legendary winemaker Mike Gergich, the man who produced the Chardonnay that won the historic Judgment of Paris in 1976, once told me that it's better to drink wine than water. Why? Because water divides continents, but wine brings people together. During this holiday season, I hope you'll take the time to share memories, laughter, and of course, a bottle of wine with your family, friends, and perhaps even a few people you'd like to enjoy a better relationship with. Happy holidays. There's a lot of experimentation that goes on in the wine business, but this story illustrates how winemakers have sunk to a new low. And I mean that in a very good way. There are plenty of stories about bottles of wine that have been discovered at shipwreck sites very much intact. Many of these sea-bottom discoveries have been consumed, much to the delight of wine enthusiasts who were stunned by how great the wines taste. Many proclaim that these wines are even better than what they would have tasted like if they were meticulously babied in a cellar. Recently, a French vineyard manager, barrel maker, and oyster farmer teamed up to see if wine aged at sea does indeed taste better than wine aged in a cellar. Two identical barrels were filled with wine, one stored in a conventional environment and one submerged by the oyster farmer. When the aging was complete, the sampling began. No contest. The sea-aged wine was the hands-down winner. The wine aged at sea apparently benefited from osmosis and trace amounts of salt that permeated the barrel. I wonder if pirates will lose interest in that barrel of rum if they hear this story. Yo-ho, yo-ho. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.